WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp, we got the September show.
September.
Boy.
Yeah.
Getting into autumn here pretty quick.
Rolling around
here. A lot of things changing.
That's right.
Hey, here's something that never changes, though. I got a great instrumental here by a local musician.
Okay.
I wonder if you could tell us about who did this after we play this one. Here we go.
All righty.
Who was those bass men playing those tunes there? Who was that?
Well, it's actually one man. Yeah, through the magic of overdubbing.
Outstanding.
That was me, and it's a song I composed, and I had Jim Hoyles in mind, the old-time fiddler. It's got nothing to do with old-time fiddling, but I just kind of, the thing reminded me of Jim, so I call it Song for Jim. And it was recorded in my kitchen and my music room by Video Bob Whiteside. So it's about as homegrown as you're.
That's as good. Yeah, that's all the way home there.
Jim Greenwell, yeah.
So we're not going to be too far from home on this next one.
Right. That's right. Yeah, this is a guy that really needs an introduction. John Lennon said if you didn't call this rock and roll, you could call it Chuck Berry.
Uh-huh.
And that's how famous Chuck was. He kind of put St. Louis on the map. His piano player, who you hear on this cut, Johnny Johnson, played in Greenville before he passed away over at the Globe Theater back when the Globe was functioning. So I got a little bit of a tie there. I'd always try to make some tenuous tie.
Tenuous tie.
That's my middle name.
And St. Louis isn't that far away.
St. Louis ain't far away. And
if you've never been there, you probably, it may seem like a long distance, but if you start out walking about early morning, you might be there.
That's
the
possible. I've never tried
the sun went down.
Well, I guess the story goes that Chuck showed up at a little East St. Louis club, and Johnny Johnson, the piano player, was there. Had the Johnny Johnson trio, and Chuck had his electric guitar and plugged in, and the rest was history.
Yeah.
This is called School Days. Ring, ring goes the bell.
School has started.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, some people are in school. Some people
yes,
not.
Yes, they are. Yeah, anyway. some of the later ones get started later. School Days. Here we go. School Days.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher's teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study so hard and hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the touch of my lunch you better sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fucking a
rock and roll there. Yes, sir, Mr. Barry.
Chuck kind of spent his final days down there. He played a lot at the Blueberry Hill in St. Louis. And I never did see him miss that opportunity. But anyway, like I say, Johnny Johnson did a show here at Globe Theater back probably 20 years ago before he passed away. Those guys are kind of some of the architects of rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Arguments about that, too, but, you know, still.
Hey, Slump, remember the days back before COVID?
Yeah, I think so.
We had a man in town here in the late 2019.
Okay.
1919. That was a few years back.
19s.
This man did a heck of a bang-up job at the Globe. Yeah. We entertained everybody, and he's actually from Australia.
Australia, yep.
So you can't call him homegrown, but, boy, he was here. He was here doing his songs for us, and one of his hits down in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little thing called Hillbilly Daddy. Here right. he is, Bill Chambers, and Hillbilly Daddy.
But this hillbilly daddy can drive all night till dawn. The truckers, they don't worry me. I don't dim my lights, I don't get no sleep. I'm a hillbilly daddy, I ain't slowing down. I'm a hillbilly daddy, I'm a-headin' for your town. Let's go! Where's
Bill Chambers,
all right.
Hillbilly Daddy.
Hillbilly Daddy.
He's getting right along there, moving along. Anyway.
Yeah.
Up next, Swamp, we got a gal at from up at Herrick Opry up there.
Yeah.
Got some nice tunes from her, and it's been a while since we've had her on here.
It's kind of Steve Clark's home territory.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got to get up there and visit with Steve one of these days. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Missy Dunaway, Honky Tonk Heartbreak.
All right.
Saying, welcome, please come in. Those of you that's leaving, please come back again. The bar is always open, where you can drink the hurt away. Before the night is over, you'll hear somebody. Surprised at what you see him do. Don't you know it happens every day in the world of honky tonks and heartaches? Mm-hmm.
happens every day in the world of honky tonks and heartaches.
And that was Missy Dunaway at the Herrick Opry.
Herrick Opry. Up the road a little ways.
Up the road, yes. A little north of here, a little north and a little east, I think, yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Hey, what do we got next, Mom?
Well, this is kind of an ode to summer ending. We did Summertime a month or two ago, and we're coming officially towards the end of summer, which is the end of this month, sometime in September here. And I thought we'd get John Hartford to... squeeze in one last summer song. This is called Long Hot Summer Days. And I think I classify it as a river shanty. There's sea shanties, but I think this, since it's usually applied a lot as trade on Mississippi and the Illinois River, actually, too, quite a bit. So I call this a river shanty. So
here we go.
John Hartford.
John Hartford.
And this is a towboat song called Long Hot Summer Days. And Doc Cullis called us from Chattanooga this morning and said he had a brand new baby boy named Zachary Hartford Cullis. So we'll send this out to him. Some of these soon as we know where they lay, tied off of them jolly and leaving lines on them long hot summer days. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Summer day, for every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old boat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Today'll be chicken consomme and a fruit
jar full of iced tea on a long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, no boat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Beardstown, when we come down yesterday, I'm gonna get up down at Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. Get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day.
Long hot all summer right. day, Swamp.
Hope we don't have too many of those left.
No. Anyway, it's a soon will summer, official summer will be over.
Right on the calendar, anyway.
You know, he mentions a lot of places we know a lot about. Oh, there, mm-hmm. Swamp. There's Pekin, and there's Alton, that's a real tour down the Illinois River there.
Yeah, for sure. He's pretty much the Illinois River there.
Yes, sir.
And Mississippi, too.
So. Mississippi, too.
Mississippi, so that's John.
Here we go. Hey, John Spritzer from Patoka up next.
All right.
He does a bang-up job on Working Man Blues right here on the Homegrown Program. Boy from Patoka.
It's a big job getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Well, I've been a working man for dang near all my life. As long as my two hands are fit to use. I drink a little beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working men. I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. Get tired on the weekend, after I draw my pay, I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. Drink a little beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working men. Well, sometimes I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch me a train to another town. Gotta go back working. Gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working men. I've been working, long as my two hands are fit to use. I
drink a little beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I drink a little beer that evening, cry a little bit of these working man blues.
Swamp, there goes John Pritzer from Patoka, Illinois, yeah. Right down just across the lake there from a bunch of good places like Route 127.
That's right.
And in Hunter School Road where the WGL transmitter sits.
That's right.
And just right across the lake there from Patoka.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
For all our friends in Patoka, there with John Pritzer.
Patokan.
Yes, he's Patokan. And up next, tell us about it, Swamp.
Yes, sir. We got a fellow named Mark Dvorak, which I've ran to quite a few times over the last 10 years, probably. He came to a show back at the Globe Theater, early 2000, I think, along there somehow. Craig Bomber got to know him first. He's a great banjo player and a real good guitar player, great guitar player. He seems like a good guy, too.
Terrific voice, too. Yeah.
Great voice and all that.
Yeah. He was.
I just was going, I always try to find some kind of theme. Most people are probably amazed that I have a theme for these things. But it's Grandparents' Day.
Grandparents' Day.
This month.
This guy's got an unusual grandparent.
Yeah. Yes. And this is a song called I'm My Own Grandpa. So.
Here we go. Mark Dvorak.
Many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon these two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and it changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate this matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle then, it also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who, of course, is my stepmother. Now father's wife then had a son, which kept him on the run. And he became my grandchild, 'cause he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. For although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. Now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It seems funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
Wow. What do you think about that? Yeah, there is a solid message there that I don't understand.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? I tried to learn that song once, and I got about partway through, and my eyes went cross. I said, forget about it. So,
anyway. That would be a great song to sing at a place like probably the nursing home on one of our Thursday nights out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that was Mark Dvorak.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
I guess he learned this somehow or other.
Right, right. Anyway. Well, we got September pretty well wrapped
pretty
up here, Swamp.
Yeah, before I leave, I'd like to shout out to
birthdays.
Swamp,
you got two grandkids.
Yeah, we're talking about grandkids. I got two down in Texas, and they're not really kids anymore. It's Xander and Ember. And Xander is 16 years old, driving a car and getting his full license here shortly. And Ember is 14 years old, so pretty easy to keep track of them. They're born the same month. My wife's born that month also, and so I keep track of that. And then my son-in-law is also born in September. So,
all right.
You can kind of throw a dart at the calendar and hit somebody's birthday.
Happy birthday in September, right? Anyway, okay. So. All right, Swamp. Well, October comes next. We'll be back with some more homegrown
we'll
right here.
Something else.
WGEL.
All right.
See ya.